Welcome to it. It is Problem Corner right here on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. My name is Michael Dukes, and I am filling in for the absent David Prues, who is he's out and about today. He's stuck at home. He's not out and about. He's stuck at home. Nobody's out and about, or should be out and about anyway. So come on out and be part of the program. Thanks for coming in and joining us this morning. We are in the middle of course, the big pandemic, doing our thing, and we are looking for all of you to come in and be part of this and join the conversation. Today we are talking about whatever it is that you want to talk about. There's no guest today on Problem Corner, and just so that you know, my philosophy. I was the host of Problem Corner for I think 3 years overall back in the day, and I am my philosophy has always been since I have my own radio show, I can basically vent and talk about my opinions on those on that show. But this, I've always seen Problem Corner as kind of your community show. So if it's something that you know you want to discuss or things that you want to talk about, well, then now is the time to do it. And to do it here on this program. This is the water cooler program, the discussion program for folks in the community, and you know, that's what we're all about. So I'm bringing it to you. I want you guys to participate and come on board and talk with us and just kind of help, as I say often say, steer the bus. That's what it's all about today. So give us a call. Here is the number. It's not the normal Problem Corner number because I am broadcasting remotely from my home studio here in the Mat-Su. But that's what we're trying to do. Everybody's telecommuting, right? Even me. Everybody's telecommuting, and that's what it's all about. So come on in and join us. Here's the phone number to call, 503-298-4540. 503-298-4540, and we'll take your calls and see what you have to say about, well, pretty much anything. Any topic is fair game today. It's what I like to call open line, open forum, the time to sound off and, you know, just kind of tell us what you're thinking about. And there's plenty of things to think about. I mean, not only do we have, of course, the whole coronavirus situation as a whole, which is problematic, to say the least, for many people. You know, we had 3.3 million people file for unemployment last week, which was a, I don't know, what is that, a 15 times at the normal rate of what it normally is. You know, we had a huge spike here in the state of Alaska. There was a note this morning, I think it was on Drudge, that said the New York system is being so overwhelmed that it's essentially crashing and just basically giving a 404 error to anybody trying to file for unemployment right now. We're spending trillions of dollars in virus spending and supplementing and everything else, which is at a level that we haven't seen in kind of national debt and spending since World War II. And, you know, now coronavirus has become the third leading cause of death in the U.S. And it's just expected to grow over the next 2 weeks. So whatever it is that you want to talk about, you want to discuss these things, or if you want to bring it closer to the state and you want to talk about the budget and what's going on with the governor and the legislature, we'd love to hear from you on that.
Sure,
as well.
We'd love to hear.
So let's go over here. We're going to take your calls. I'd ask that you make sure that you turn your radio down when you talk to me, because otherwise we get this wicked echo and everybody gets a headache and nobody's happy. So let's go over here and see what you have to say, and we'll chat with you. Oops, that caller just dropped off. So, callers, if you're going to call in, let us know. We're going to jump in on that as well. So, give us a call, 503-298-4540. 503-298-4540 if you would like to be part of it as well. Well, Anchorage is leading the charge on what's going on with the coronavirus. I mean, I don't know necessarily if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I won't basically comment on that. But he is now threatening, the mayor of Anchorage is now threatening to fine businesses for violating the hunker down order. We'll talk about that in a minute. But first, let's go back to the phones or go to the phones and say good morning. Who's this?
And say good morning.
Good morning, caller. All right, apparently they don't want to talk to us. They are not either not listening or not hearing what's going on. So if you're calling in and you hear me say that, just say, hello, it's me. Hello, it's John, whatever. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a shout and let's try this again. Again, 503-298-4540. If you want to call in, the whole show today is nothing but you and me having a conversation and talking back and forth. So let's get that on. Let's go talk again here as we continue this discussion. Non-essential businesses that are operating during the shutdown, hunker down ordered by Mayor Ethan Berkowitz, are now risking a $1,000 fine and possible criminal charges. The mayor said on Monday during a briefing that the city's code inspectors have been going around the city to check for compliance with his order. So far, they've only issued warnings. If a business that's supposed to remain closed after a warning, the city is going to issue a $1,000 fine, according to the mayor. He said, we're looking for at a prospect of thousands of people dying here and overwhelming our healthcare system. The more disciplined we are, the more that we protect ourselves and one another and do it without the government telling people to do it, the better off we are. It could even go further than that. We'll go back to that here in a second. Let's go to the telephones. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, Mike. This is Rob from Fairbanks.
Well, good morning, Rob. Welcome to Problem Corner. What's on your mind?
Hey, the Problem Corner is, you know, I hate to bring the bearer of bad news, but, you know, we have a lot of snow in Fairbanks, and I think that, you know, there could be the flood of 2020.
Somebody said that yesterday. Lee called in yesterday and was talking about that, that not only was he worried about buildings being left vacant with the possibility of maybe getting cold and freezing up, but he said with so much snow, he said he's definitely concerned about a spring flood that could be a pretty big deal.
Yes, and that's what I was calling you about, to get your mind off to something else that doesn't have very good news. But anyways, thank you for what you do, Michael. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, Rob. Thank you for being part of the program today. We appreciate it. Let's go over here. We'll continue to take your calls. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, Mike. Larry here.
Good morning, Larry.
How are you doing there, young man?
You know, I cannot complain. I cannot complain. It's another beautiful day in paradise. We're all together with our families. We're hopefully most of us are healthy and safe, and there's not a whole lot to complain about as of right this moment.
Roger Dodger, same in my world. Hey, you know, my son gave me an idea over the weekend.
Okay.
And it turned out kind of cool, actually. What I did was I went down through my contacts list in my beautiful little iPhone here, and I randomly started picking out phone numbers of names of people that I hadn't talked to in years. And I, out of the blue, I would just randomly call them and wish them a good day and wish them a good week and tell them that we were thinking about them during this time of seclusion and quarantines and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, what's really funny is I had a great morning doing that. It took me about 3-4 hours to do it, and I really brightened up a lot of people's days. So I challenge every one of us to do the same thing, and I'm challenging you and the listeners to maybe try that this weekend or when you have some time, and it'd be surprising how many people's days you can brighten up.
You know, that's not a bad idea, although I have to admit, Larry, my phone has got something like 1,400 contacts in it, so I could make a full-time job out of it, but it is... you know, it's not a bad idea. I mean, it's good to reach out to people. I mean, we get this thing on social media where we feel like we're talking with each other or we're dealing with each other. But sometimes it's just that good old fashioned conversation. You know, that good old fashioned little chit chat is better than some social media post. So I congratulate you. I think that's a great idea. Thanks for sharing it, Larry.
All right, bud. Well, you have yourself a great day, and I'm glad you're broadcasting a little later in the day.
Well, I'm broadcasting both early and late in the day. It's a, you know, it makes for an interesting day to split things up like that, and I'm only doing it for the short term. David Pruse will be back once the whole exodus is over and the great hunker down has been called off. Dave Pruse will be back in the chair, and he can take care of that for you. Larry, thank you so much for your phone call. We are up against the break, folks. We got more coming up. We'll be back with more and your phone calls right here on Problem Corner, broadcasting here in Fairbanks in the interior, online at KFARradio.com, and right now, actually, out on Facebook. I'm simulcasting Problem Corner on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/localtalkradio/live, and you can find the chat room there with some folks in it already. Thanks for coming in and joining us. We'll return with more Problem Corner right after this. All right. Hi, folks. How are you? Welcome to the program. Thanks for coming in. It is Problem Corner, your fun show. This is the show that, I did this show for years in Fairbanks, and I always made a real point to try and not get too enthusiastic with my own opinions. It's kind of tough now. I've done my own show for so long. I'll be honest with you. It's a lot tougher now than it used to be. Used to be I could just kind of facilitate the conversation, make some prompts, ask some questions. Ooh, now it's harder because I really want to get in on some of these things and talk about them. But it's a fun show to do, and we have a good time. All right, what do we got here? Hello, Representative Sharon Jackson and future Representative Harold Bordridge. Hello. Jonathan says, do we know who's lined up to run against some of the problem children in the legislature? Well, you got one there. Harold Bordridge is up to run. You've got Ron Gillum, who's running against Gary Knopp. You've got Rob Myers, who's running against John Coghill. There's a whole bunch of folks that are out there. You just got to go suss them out. You just got to go suss them out. Jonathan's asking, what's with the midday show? I'm filling in for a radio host in Fairbanks. They've shut down the studios to the public, and so we can't have Dave doesn't work at the station full time. He just comes in and hosts Problem Corner, and because he's kind of a man about town and he travels a lot and does all that, he got added to the list of people who we're asking to kind of stay home just to keep everybody safe. There's only like one or two people in the station at a time right now, just making sure that the basic operations of the state of the station stay up and on the air. I'm just filling in because I can broadcast from here, my humble abode, which, now I'm debating, was that money well spent on building a studio? I'm not sure. It's fun stuff. get the call in. Hey, can you do the show? Okay. All right. I'll do the show. It's fine. I enjoy it. It's good stuff. All right. Well, thanks for coming in. Do me a favor. Like this video. Share this video. Make sure that you like KFAR's Facebook page at facebook.com/localtalkradio. We are 23 seconds out from rejoining. Fast breaks on this show. So we're going to be back. But if you got questions, you got things you want to talk about, let me know here in the chat room and we'll get back to it. It is Problem Corner on KFAR 660 AM. Check them out online at KFARradio.com. And welcome back to Problem Corner. Right here on KFAR, 660 AM, 97.5 FM, news and conversation on the heartbeat of Alaska. It's fun stuff. Thanks for coming in. We are taking your calls today. Anything that you want to talk about is fair game. That's what Problem Corner is all about. It is your conversations, your discussions, kind of what you've been thinking about. Rob just brought up the whole idea of we should be kind of concentrating and making plans for if there was a flood. When I lived in North Pole, I lived not too far away, about a mile away from the flood control project there. And I will tell you, I did get some wet basements occasionally, even with the flood control project as it started to pick up and do all that. It would get a little wet. So, yeah, you might want to be paying attention, especially if you live out there in the North Pole area around the flood control project, and make sure that you are paying attention to those water levels and checking free. If you don't go down to your basement very often, you may want to check frequently to see what's happening there. 503-298-4540 is the number here for Problem Corner today. If you want to sound off and jump on board, we'd love to hear from you. See what you have to say. Let's go over here. Good morning. You're on Problem Corner. Who's this?
Hey, Michael, this is Bob from Fairbanks.
Good morning, Bob. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I was talking, I was listening to, do you listen to Glenn Beck any?
Occasionally I will, but not a whole lot, so.
Yeah, I listened to him every day, and he was talking about this morning, also Tucker Carlson was talking about last night, of the complete collapse of the energy market all around the country.
Yeah,
we're taking in so much foreign oil. It's flooding the market.
Well, I mean,
the airplane.
Yeah, the demand is so low. I mean, we were supplying ourselves. We're not taking in much foreign oil, but the demand on the market is so low right now that it has essentially, created this glut, this overhang, and they're running out of places to store it. And so, yeah, they're talking about oil being down into the single digits, potentially even into the negatives here in the near future. But it's a short-term problem, but it is going to affect us for the time being.
Yeah, well, I just thought that was another scary thing people got to start looking at, because there's thousands and thousands of jobs on the line right there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, that's just one key indicator in a global economy that is in kind of, in between stagnation and free fall. That's kind of where the economy is right now. Nobody knows, what's going to be happening. Everybody's suffering. And so, we're going to be watching all parts of the economy, but especially for Alaska, since they are so energy sector dependent because of the oil pricing, it's going to really affect us. There's no doubt about it.
But, I really have complete hope in the American people in this country.
Oh, I do too. In general, I believe people are good. I believe, I have hope. There's always bad apples in every barrel, but overall, I think people are good. They could be good to each other. We just got to remain, remain optimistic. We've just got to, maintain our sense of optimism. I mean, you plan for the bad stuff. Don't get me wrong. I'm prepared to bloody your nose if you want a bloody mine, but I choose to believe in the goodness of people.
Hope for the best and expect to, or have hope. What's that still? Expect the worst and hope for the best.
Yeah, that's my old axiom that I've used on this program for years is you prepare for the worst and you hope for the best and all your surprises will be happy ones. That's how that works.
Yep. All right.
Bob,
thank you so much, Michael.
Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. 503-298-4540. If you would like to sound off this morning, we'd love to hear from you. We're taking more calls. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, Michael. This is Lee in Fairbanks.
Good morning, Lee. Welcome to Problem Corner. What's on your mind?
Well, I just like to put out a comment that's been on in the world for several years now, and it's a Michael Savage comment, and it's proven to be true over and over and over again, and that is, quote, liberalism is a mental disorder.
I don't know if it's been proven true, but I mean, it's an axiom that they definitely think differently than a lot of folks who are on the conservative side. There's no doubt about it. They have a completely different philosophy.
Yeah, like Hillary.
Like Pelosi, like AOC.
If she isn't an influential liberal, I don't know one that is. So that's all I got to say today, other than prepare for a flood in Fairbanks, because it probably most assuredly is going to happen, and do what you can to protect your water services, because when they thaw out after they freeze up in the spring, that utility is going to be buttholes and elbows trying to plug the holes that they're just not, they're going to be so overwhelmed that we're not going to have any water.
So descriptive. I appreciate it, my friend. Thank you for calling in this morning to Problem Corner. Let's go over here and continue the phone calls. Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Melissa in Fairbanks.
Well, good morning, Melissa. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to build on what one of your previous callers said about calling, people that maybe they're in our list of contacts and maybe we haven't contacted them for a while, but we have all this time, so why not?
Right, right.
We took it a step further. Some friends of mine and I, it was not my idea. I can't take the credit, but I was happy to join in. And we're all gathering stuff together, like fresh baked goods. I stuffed a bunch of Easter eggs last night, small gifts and toys. And then one of our friends is distributing them to families with small children that we know, that just kind of an encouragement, hey, this isn't the end of the world. Here's some stuff to do. here's some fun distractions just to take the kids' mind off all the scary.
Yeah.
And I have 9 kids. They're all homeschooled. A couple of them have graduated. So I had also had my younger guys, after their classwork was done, a couple of days ago, they made cards. And we looked up a YouTube video on how to make 3D pop-up cards. And they mailed them out to some friends of ours that maybe have kids, some other friends that have their elderly, just to kind of say, hey, we're thinking about you. We love you. Spring is beautiful. You know, we're glad you have all this time to be at home. We're thinking about you. Just take care of yourself.
You know, that's a great idea. I mean, really, you know, if we can't, Melissa, if we can't come together as a community and help out those, you know, I checked on our neighbors yesterday. I hadn't seen them in a couple days, and they're a younger couple. They're both military. And so, you know, we checked on them. We checked on some of our other neighbors. You know, call around to your folks. I'm talking to my folks every day, every other day, just making sure they're up there in Fairbanks, you know, and they're in their late 70s and everything. And I just, you know, just making sure everything's okay. You got to do that. I mean, again, I think you hit it. This is not the end of the world. Is it dangerous? Is it scary? Yes. Are there going to be consequences? Absolutely. But this too shall pass. We'll make it through, right?
Right. My husband works retail. You know, people are scary this time of year because they get, well, not this time of year, but when something like this happens, people get scared. And when they're scared, they get scary. So just trying to counterbalance that with a little bit of joy.
You bet. You bet. Melissa, it's a great idea. Thanks for sharing it with us. We really appreciate it. Thanks for calling into Problem Corner. One more call here, I think, before we run out of daylight. Let's go over here. Good morning. Who's this? Are you with us, caller? Last chance. All right. Hello. What's happening? Who is this?
It's Bull, Michael.
Oh, hello, Bull. What's on your mind, sir?
I heard Randy call yesterday and said he's...
All right. I don't think it's Bull. I think it's somebody spoofing me, so... That's fine. We can deal with that. We got to go here, though, folks. It makes it easy since we're up against the break. Let's continue here in just a moment with more of your phone calls right here on KFAR's Problem Corner. Been on the air since 1961. Did you know Problem Corner started out as a 10-minute segment talking about lost pets and things like that? It's fascinating. Fascinating stuff. Oh, we Willy Wally making it work. So, glad to be here with you. Glad to have you with me. And we will continue with more phone calls in just a moment on Problem Corner on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. Don't forget, you can also take us with you. If you can't reach your radio, you could do so on KFARradio.com. Just listen on the stream there. They've also got an Alexa app. You can tell Alexa to play KFAR. Alexa, play KFAR 660 AM. Make it happen. Back with more Problem Corner right after this. Okay. Welcome back to Problem Corner. I see Ellen just commented on H.R. 5717, which is the new gun control bill. Ellen, if you haven't had a chance yet, might I suggest that you peel back on my videos on my own personal Facebook page, Michael Duke Show, and go back and look at last Friday's broadcast? I guess it was last Friday's broadcast, where we had Michael Hammond from Gun Owners of America. He's the legislative counsel for Gun Owners of America. He was on the program, and we dissected 5717 pretty heavily. And the long and the short of it is, you know, it's worrisome. We should be keeping an eye on it. It is the blueprint for gun control in America, but the chances of it passing right now are pretty low. But it's always good to keep an eye out on it. So if you haven't had a chance, Ellen, I recommend you go check that out and take a peek at it. Let me see. Can I give you a link? I think I can give you a link. Look at this. Let me do this. I will reach over and grab the link from Facebook And that way you don't even have to search. See how it is? There you go, right there. Copy. No, can I copy the link? Doggone it. No. Too many clicks. Can I copy this link? Yes, I can. Okay, I got copied the link. All right, so let me reply to Ellen, and you can take a look at this. And Ellen, so there it is, right there. There is the link to the video, and you could listen to it. And of course, if you subscribe to my podcast, my personal podcast, you can you could get that stuff automatically. You would know that on Firearms Friday, we're going to talk guns. So, but that's a problem corner for you. For those of you who are joining us, I see that we had Representative Sharon Jackson's in here. I saw Senator Peter Michicki popped in. Mayor Charlie Pierce from the Kenai Peninsula. Candidate Ron Gillum, who's running again down in the Kenai for Gary Knopf's seat. Oh, man, I can't wait for you to take that seat, Ron. I really can't. That's going to be fantastic. And more. Let's see what else is going on here. You guys have been pretty quiet in here, pretty quiet. Feel free to sound off on what you guys want to talk about as well. I'll use your comments as good fodder for the show if we don't get any calls here coming up into the next half hour, and share with us. Coming up on my show tomorrow, the Michael Duke Show, we're going to be talking with state senators. In hour one, it'll be Shelley Hughes. And in hour two, you better buckle up, sweetheart, because it is going to be a wild and bumpy ride as we get ready to talk to State Senator Mike Schauer, who is letting it all hang out. I don't think he has anything else left to lose. He is fired up. And so I think you want to tune in for that. That'll be kicking off at 7:05 tomorrow morning. Mike Schauer will be with us. So Senator Shelley Hughes in the morning at about 6:20, and then going right into State Senator Mike Schauer, who we may or may not have for the entire hour. We'll see how it goes. But it should be a very, very interesting interesting show. So feel free to come on back and join us and enjoy that tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Are we going to double tax government workers? They're the only ones getting a paycheck. They were the only ones that were made me swallow my own spittle. They're the only ones who are guaranteed a paycheck right now, Robert. They're guaranteed raises. They're guaranteed not to be furloughed. They've got all the guarantees in the world. It's all the protection of the government employees right now. Pretty crazy stuff, isn't it? Pretty darn crazy stuff. All right, well, check it out. We are about 20 seconds away from rejoining. Let's get back into it. It is Problem Corner on KFAR 660 AM. Make sure you like their Facebook page, facebook.com/localtalkradio. All right, here we go with more Problem Corner. Well, except for the 8 seconds. Now it's going to be 5, 4, 3, 2. All right. Welcome back to it. It is Problem Corner right here on KFAR 660 AM, 97.5 FM, news and conversation on the heartbeat of Alaska. I'm Michael Dukes, and I am filling in for David Pruse. It's not a permanent deal. David will be back once the great hunker down has concluded. David will be back joining you, and he'll be running the air chair again, and you guys will get your stuff back. You'll get your groove back. You get all the things back that you wanted. So thanks for coming in and being part of it. Today is open line, open forum. We have no guests today to talk about things, but if you would love to have a conversation and to steer it or talk about something, we've had some great ideas come through today talking about, things like how to reach out to people that, you know, you've known for years but maybe haven't talked to. A previous caller talked about going through his phone contact list and just calling people that he hasn't called in a long time to say hi, wish him a good day, hope they're doing well, during this time of crisis. Melissa called in with an idea for giving cards and doing things for families, just reminding people that, you know, there is life outside of what's going on. And I know everybody's going a little stir-crazy. My wife said to me the other day, she goes, if I have to stay inside one more day, I'm going to go Jack Torrance up in this thing. You know, here's Johnny kind of thing. So I understand that feeling, but we are going to make it through it. It's all going to work out. It's all going to be okay. May take a little while. There may be some pain involved, but we will see it to the end. Let's go back to the phones now at 503-298-4540, 503-298-4540. And we say, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, Michael.
Good morning. Who's this?
You got me? You there?
I'm here. Are you there?
Michael?
I'm here.
I am Tim. Who's Tim?
Oh, hey, Tim.
Hey,
what's up?
I got your... This ain't working. This cell phone ain't working. You got it?
I got it. Go ahead and tell me what's on your mind, Tim.
Well, I got your morning show queued up because I'm having trouble getting up so early anymore now that I'm retired. So I'm listening to both shows at the same time. So back to the snowfall. I don't think we need to get it all riled up about a flood just yet. We've got 72.6 inches of snow. That's 10 inches more than an average snowfall. And by the time we get done with April, we'll be real close. We don't have any more potential for a flood than we do any other year. If the temperature rises and we get a real fast snow melt, yeah, we can have a flood. So we don't need to get all excited about another thing.
Sure.
And on top of that, I was... people are running around, you know, here in Fairbanks that I'm just amazed at how panicked some of them are. And when it's just amazing. I was watching Mike Schauer's boat on the internet last night.
Right.
And I noticed when he voted no, and I forget which one of those was, there was a... no votes, and one of them was Scott Kawasaki. Did you notice that?
Yeah. No, I noticed there were a few crossovers. We saw some of that happen. And in fact, surprisingly, when the yes votes came down for the $1,000 stimulus bill, none other than Natasha von Imhoff actually turned around and voted for it, which was surprising. You could see the consternation on the faces of some of the leadership in there. It was a very interesting time to be in the legislature.
So we got Steve Thompson and Bishop, and we got Adam and Bart LeBon. These guys, I'm really disappointed in Steve. You know Steve very well. But his performance down there in the last couple of years is just beyond me. I just don't understand what's got into him.
You know, and I think this is a problem that we've all experienced if we've known somebody that's gone down to Juneau and been there for a number of years. You know, I've seen this with several people that have gone down there, and I've started to see them kind of distance themselves from the people that they were, you know, when you originally knew them kind of thing. And it is a little bit puzzling. And I don't know if it's something that's in the water. I mean, they will tell you it's because they're seeing things that we just don't understand. But I think a lot of times it's the fact that they're in a bubble. They have very little contact with their constituency during the length of the sessions. And, you know, they get down there into that groupthink mentality. That's kind of my take on it.
Yeah, I've heard you say that before. Well, while you're sitting in the seat for a problem corner, why don't you try to get those guys to call in? I think they should all be on their way home now, right?
Oh, they should all be home by now. So, yeah, it'd be a good conversation, that's for sure.
Yeah, hopefully they'll take some of our calls, too.
Well, and that would be nice if we can get – I got to get some technical things sussed out because I have a hard time getting more than one call on the air at the same time. But we'll figure it out, Tim. We'll give it a try.
Okay, hang in there, Mike.
Let me ask you one question,
Michael,
Tim.
We'll talk to you later.
Let me ask you one question before you go, because you were talking about the snowfall and everything, and it's only 10 inches more than the average. But I don't know if it was necessarily the annual snowfall problem as it was that they received so much in such a short period of time. And I don't think that the city's going to flood out like it did in 67 or anything. I'm just saying, the flood control project can only handle so much before you start to get some of that backfill into the neighborhoods around it. Do you think we should be concerned about that?
The biggest thing is usually the rate at which we get the thaw. So if we get one of those, you know, when it gets to 60 degrees and it all melts all at the same time, and then you know how it is in May. all of a sudden we start getting thunderstorms, and the next thing you know, we're getting rain on top of the snowmelt.
Right, right.
So hopefully the that's that. But I don't think the potential right now, if you were talking to the weather service hydrologist, I bet the potential's about the same as it always is.
Okay. Well, hey, I appreciate you calling in, Tim. Thank you so much for sounding off today on Problem Corner.
Take care.
All right. 503-298-4540. 503-298-4540. This number looks familiar. Good morning.
Hey, Michael, it's Lee again.
Hey, Lee, what's up?
Discussing the snowfall issue, in the last 2 weeks, we've got about 20 inches of very pure white snow. When we have a normal year, we don't get 20 inches in the last 2 weeks of April. And that white snow doesn't melt as fast as the dirty snow that accumulates throughout the winter. And so that's just another compounding effect that we've got 2 feet of pure white snow that doesn't, even when the sun's out, doesn't melt very fast.
Right, because of the reflective properties.
It's just going to exacerbate the situation, is my personal belief. So that's the bottom line. I'll get off the line, and thanks for being there.
Thanks, Lee. Appreciate the call. Thank you, Lee. Appreciate you calling in. All right, 503-298-4540, 503-298-4540. It's Problem Corner right here on KFAR. We got time for, well, probably one more call if somebody wants to ring us up and talk with us this morning. We'd love to hear what you have to say, helping us kind of drive the experience this morning. Let's go over here. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Will.
Good morning, Will. What's on your mind?
I think a bunch of us have already had the coronavirus here in Fairbanks.
It's very possible. They were talking about that in a couple of the press conferences here a couple days ago. They were talking about how there were probably a lot of people who were infected and probably had the disease mildly, may have spread it. That's they're talking about. Maybe this is where some of this community spread came from. And they have since then developed an immunity from it. But there's just no way of knowing without having everybody tested. And of course, that's the crux of the matter is, everybody is, there's not enough tests and there's not enough capacity to be able to test everybody right now.
Well, we need to get that test and get business happening again, at least here.
Yeah, no.
And then we'd all know.
No, I mean, I agree. And then, if everybody had the chance
Frank
to be a test. You think Frank Turney died of it?
His old lady just died too.
Wow. Okay. Well, I didn't know that. So,
all right.
I appreciate it. You know, there.
He told me he had a virus before he died.
Huh. Well,
he's been to the hospital 10 times in the last 2 months before he died, and because he couldn't breathe. So I don't know.
Well, that's an interesting thought, because you know maybe it'd be interesting to see if they could test some of his blood if they still have it on file, because there was some discussion that potentially back in January and February, several people that I know that traveled came down with some very, very tough symptoms that were familiar or similar to the coronavirus. They treated it like the flu. They didn't end up going to the hospital, but the achiness and the fever and everything else. It is an interesting concern to wonder how many people exactly. And the interesting thing about that is if there were a bunch of people who were already infected, have been infected and have recovered, that would drive the mortality rate down quite a bit. But the problem, of course, is that it's so infectious, and that's a big part of the problem right now. Thank you for your call. Appreciate you calling in. We're coming up on the break right now, so we're going to take our last one, and then we're going to come back with more of your phone calls right here on Problem Corner on KFAR 660 AM, the heartbeat of Alaska, 97.5 FM news and conversation. We will return. Don't forget, you can also check us out. We're broadcasting live this morning on Facebook as well at facebook.com/localtalkradio/live. facebook.com/localtalkradio/live. Come on out and join us. Join the conversation during the break. We will be back with more Problem Corner right after this. All right, in the break right now, let me go back up to see what the comments were. Oh, well, nobody's really commented. John says, until we're willing to test more people and do random testing, then the numbers are irrelevant because they are incomplete. That's been the the whole thing this whole time. What do they call it? Confirmed caseload, or there's an acronym in there for what they were looking at. And that's why some of the numbers vary so wildly, is because some of the modeling is making assumptions based on incomplete data. And that's the biggest problem, is having all of this data that you're basically just making organized guesswork at. It makes it very difficult to pull it all together. So anyway, I agree with you, John. I mean, what would be ideal is if anybody and everybody that wanted to could get tested and go down there and see. But what they just said about Frank Turney is interesting to me, because Frank, I think, was in the at-risk group. And he had problems going back into January, and I'm wondering if because there had been, you know, word of people coming up, you know, that this virus was probably loose in China in late December, mid to late December, and was just really getting a full head of steam going into January. So it would have been interesting to see if somebody had made contact or he'd gotten contact with something like that. It would be interesting to see real test results. If we could just test everybody. I mean, if I could wave a magic wand and test everybody in the country at once, I think then we would have a better handle on what's going on, for sure. All right, we're about 15 seconds out right now, so thanks for coming in and joining us. Don't forget again to like KFAR's Facebook page at facebook.com/localtalkradio. You could check them out there, and we'll be getting back into this. Don't go anywhere. We will continue here right now on KFAR's Problem Corner. Oh, yeah, that's right. Just dancing in the studio with myself. That's how it works. Welcome back to Problem Corner. I'm Michael Dukes, filling in for David Pruse, who will be back when the hunker down is done. He'll be back to run the whole thing, and I'm just filling in for right now. Today is a great day. It's open line, open forum. Any topic is fair game. We're taking your calls. We're seeing what you have to say, and we're taking those calls at 503-298-4540, 503-298-4540. Let's go over here and see who's next. Good morning. You're on Problem Corner. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Greg from Goldstream.
Good morning, Greg. What's on your mind, sir?
So I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller, but I think the craziest thing out of everything happened on your show yesterday, and
okay,
it's when Randy called in and said he wanted his check, because I've been listening for years and he's been saying he doesn't want his money, and then I heard him yesterday saying he wants it.
I think that was because that was somebody spoofing this.
Oh, okay. I just want to, you know, clear that up. So
yeah, no, I think I would love to see that Randy, you know, came around on something like that, but I think it was somebody spoofing us, unfortunately. So, I mean, it's okay. It happens. Sometimes it's okay. Radio, but yeah, I think Randy
thought he finally came around.
No, I think Randy is pretty much firmly entrenched in his belief as to what needs to happen on that. So, well, I appreciate you listening and I appreciate you calling in. Thanks for being part of it. Let's go over here. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is G-Man.
Good morning, G-Man. Welcome to Problem Corner. What's on your mind?
So, 20 senators, right? I believe that there was 13-7 against the stimulus dividend.
That's right.
So what you should do is you should name off those 13 every show. And then the only other comment I had was, thanks for coming back to Fairbanks on the radio, because Pruse, such a liberal. And then when he does have guests of Congress and the Senate, doesn't take any phone calls, so we can't ask him any questions. We can't get down to the nitty gritty. Anyway, keep up the good work, Mike. Thanks for taking over. See you later.
Well, I appreciate it. It's just temporary. David will be back. He'll be back in the chair once the hunker down is done, but I'm happy to fill in while I can. And of course, don't forget that you've got a you know, that I'm on the air every morning right here on KFAR from 6 to 8 a.m. every morning means you do have to get up a little bit earlier. But I am on the air every morning from 6 to 8 already on KFAR. So thanks. Thanks for your kind words. I appreciate it. 503-298-4540. If you would like to sound off, let me check to see what's going on in the chat room. John says, until we are willing to test more people and do random testing, then the numbers are irrelevant because they are incomplete, which is kind of what the previous caller was saying. And what I was saying, that if I had a magic wand, I would try and test everybody at once, because that would be, that's where we can get the real, true, raw numbers. There's a lot of speculation that this thing may have been running around the country, state of Alaska and the United States, for a lot longer than people anticipated. And that maybe there were mostly mild symptoms. So that's a pretty interesting situation there as well. Let's go back to the phones to see what you have to say. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello, that's you. Go ahead.
This is Charles.
Good morning, Charles. What's on your mind?
I called Problem Corner last year and did ask Steve Thompson if it was time for a professional legislature, since we're in session all the time anyway. So that was one question I got to ask him last year on the radio.
What was his answer to that?
Steve Thompson, that. He said, oh, we just need more people voting. If people would just hurry up and vote some more and get some more votes and vote more often and don't not vote. And if we just vote, everything would be okay then.
Did he mean the legislators, or was he talking about the public?
Talking about the public not showing up for voting at the polls.
Okay.
You know, during election. That's what he said.
It's not a bad suggestion. I mean, we see some of the voter return numbers, and you know, we see some of them are down into the low teens. Yeah. So, all right, Charles. Well, thank you so much for your call. Appreciate you calling into Problem Corner this morning. All right, 503-298-4540. As we continue to wind down the show for today, we're continuing to take your calls. It is open line, open form. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Aaron. Hey, I'm up in Fairbanks.
Good morning, Aaron.
And I got a question for you. I was just wanting to find out if anybody is trying any of those experimental drugs they got going down the Lower 48 up here in Alaska yet.
Last I heard, they had not. They had not even used, in fact, my understanding was that they had not even tried to use the quinine malaria drug that they were talking about, the ciproquinine. They haven't used that yet.
Corcalin,
that's right, corcal quinine. They had not even used that one yet, but there are hopes that, you know, those will be available if it does get hot and heavy here.
Okay, I was just curious if anybody's heard anything and heard anything about anybody here in the Alaska area that was had access or tried it.
No, the last place I heard is that they were doing was in the state of Washington. They were purposefully infecting people and attempting to use some of the new quarantine or the new drugs on them for that. Appreciate it. Thank you. Let's go over here. Good morning. You're on Problem Corner. Who's this?
Michael?
Yes.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Two quick things. Do you remember when Sarah Palin kind of floated the idea of a good stockpile for the state of Alaska, and people kind of blew her off, and that was kind of a folly, kind of a stupid idea?
I recall something about that. I mean, and we've seen several places. There was a commentary this morning about Mayor de Blasio in New York City, who's been so focused on climate change that he stripped some of the other departments, including the departments that would have affected pandemic response, out of their monies and responsibility as he tried to bolster up against climate change. And now they're, you know, they're feeling the pain on that. So, yeah, there's been several instances like that. And I do recall Palin's stockpile idea.
Right, right. Just one other follow-up, not to that, but on the news a little bit ago, they were saying that an antibody test has been presented, not as a, if you have it, but if you carry the antibodies that you did have it. And they say that that's going to be readily available here in a little bit.
Well, that would be good news, I think, because I think a lot of people would take it just to see, especially people who had symptoms or flu-like symptoms in the last 60 days, just to check it. And I think it would help give us a better idea of what we're actually dealing with.
Absolutely. It seems like it'd give a super good cross section of, you know, what we're dealing with. So just passing it on.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your call. We appreciate you sounding off this morning on the program.
Sure thing. Have a good one.
Thanks for being here. That's what Problem Corner is all about, folks. It's a chance to sound off and talk about different issues that you care about or different versions of the issues or what's going on. We've got time for maybe one, maybe two more callers if we're quick here. So if you want to jingle us up, now's the time to do it at 503-298-4540. Glenn in the chat room just said, I heard from the Governor Dunleavy we're getting our full dividends next year and we're getting back the $1,000 from this year. And then he said, but it's April Fool's. It wasn't funny, Glenn. Come on, that hurts. That hurts as well. Tim asks the question in the chat room, is the federal check going to be taxed? My understanding is that they're treating it as an early taxed refund from next year. So I don't know at this point. I have not read enough of the particulars on that, Tim, but it is an interesting question because if you've got a $1,200 check, you know, you're only going to get $900 or $1,000 of it. And, you know, what does that do for you? Over here, one more phone call here, I think, before we run out the show. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Chad out of Fairbanks.
Good morning, Chad. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, I wanted to say I love listening to your show. I hope to hear you more up here in Fairbanks. I also wanted to know, my DOT physical expired right in the middle of this mess. The Alaska DMV sent letters talking about we're going to cancel your CDL, and I understand that's important. So I go get the DOT physical in the middle of all of this, which I don't think that's a good idea. I'm not really sick. I don't need to be in a medical facility. I get it all done. The doors are locked. They won't take it.
Right.
I'm just curious if anybody else having problems like that.
Well, I understand that one of the things that they did here recently in the last couple of days is they did shut down a big component of that. Like they're not doing fees or fines for expired tags or for expired driver's licenses or driver license renewals. So I don't know exactly what's going on with that. I mean, like the tags of my car expired yesterday. I couldn't get in there to get it done. So what do we do now? Do I drive around with expired tags? Yep. Because that's, you know, until we figure it out. But I'm with you. That's a big pain in the butt. And, of course, this is part of the problem with bureaucracies. Once they get locked into things like that, Chad, they can only do it by the rules, even if the rules are kind of out the window. Did you get any further satisfaction on it?
You know, honestly, I ended up sneaking over to that UMV and paid them $5. They took care of the whole problem.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know if Anchorage has the UMV or not. I know other places don't have that luxury.
Yeah. No, there's a UMV or a DMV to go and some other businesses that do that. So that might be the solution. You're 100% right on that. So thank you, Chad, for the intel.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate you calling in. And thanks for joining us. Folks, that is Problem Corner for the day. Appreciate you coming in. Tomorrow is Shooter's Corner, so I won't be here, but I'll be back on Friday. I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to have a fun time. We'll figure it out between now and then. Thanks for coming in and joining us. You're listening to KFAR 660 AM 97.5 FM. We will return with more on Friday. I'll be on the air tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Don't miss it. And please don't be there at 5 a.m. because I will not be there at 5 a.m. That's what it is. All right, folks, thanks so much. We appreciate you guys coming in and being part of it. With the corona relief that was strong-armed within the House budget for the OP budget, how much could they have cut from each department budget to fund that $80 million-ish, literally pennies on the dollar? The inability of the legislature to find a way to fund actual essential services is almost more or less from the lack of trying. $77 million out of $4.8 billion is 1.6%. I'm with you. I'm with you, John. Those are questions I'm asking all the time. Asking all the time. Folks, thanks for coming in and joining us. We appreciate you being part of it. Please like the video, share the show, and like Facebook, Problem Corner's Facebook page or KFAR's Facebook page. We'll be back tomorrow with State Senator Shelley Hughes and State Senator Mike Schauer. We'll see you then, okay?